This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the holiest periods for both Christians and Jews is underway, as today is Good Friday for Christians, and at dusk begins Passover for Jews. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says, "People too often see just evil and hate in the world." He explains how Holy Week applies to people.
He died on the cross. Jesus Christ, true man, died. Jesus Christ, true God, rose, okay? And he's wanting us to be part of that divine plan.
The 8 days of Passover commemorate enslaved Jews' exodus out of Egypt. Democrats in the House and Senate slamming Attorney General Bill Barr, saying he deliberately distorted significant portions of the Robert Mueller report on the Russia investigation. And they say they want Barr to stop misleading the public on the contents of that report. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
More on the release of the Mueller report and Democratic reaction as the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is actually abroad visiting Ireland, but she was asked about its release and said,
"The Congress of the United States will honor its oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, to protect our democracy. We believe that the first article, Article 1, the legislative branch, has a responsibility of oversight of our democracy, and we will exercise that."
A New Jersey man who police say walked into St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan with gasoline and lighter fluid is to appear in court today. Mark Lamparella was arrested Wednesday night and faces attempted arson, reckless endangerment, and other charges. Cops say he was arrested 2 days earlier when he refused to leave the Cathedral Basilica of the Sacred Heart in Newark, New Jersey. That was as the world was focused on the massive blaze that devastated the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Agents monitoring the U.S.-Mexico border in the El Paso sector say for the first time, a drone has been used in an attempt to help the illegal aliens enter the United States. The device traveled around 100 yards in the U.S. before retreating back to Mexico and was discovered earlier this week by an agent using an infrared camera. Now, when it comes to our border and border security, Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott tells Fox News it should be quite simple.
Enforce all of our laws.
I mean, I've been to the border. The border agents are frustrated. They need more people, more technology, some barriers. But whatever the law is, why are we enforcing all of our laws? We all believe that. You know, it's interesting. People think Hispanics don't believe it. We did a poll about immigration policy, and we asked, do you want us to have greater enforcement of immigration laws? I think it was 69%. So whatever the law is, we ought to be enforcing it.
And again, that report from our Tim Berg, a Democratic state rep in Texas, is pushing a bill to eliminate Confederate Heroes Day as a state holiday. Jarvis Johnson calls it, which is set for January 19th, offensive to people of color. And a neighborhood in Cherry Hills Village just outside Denver is changing its name from Swastika Acres. Yeah, the subdivision was once home to the Denver Land Swastika Company, which had that name long before German Nazis adopted the swastika as their symbol. They're changing it now to Old Cherry Hills. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
America, just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Great to have you along with us on this Good Friday and the holy day of Passover as well. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. By the way, if you would like a free pair of tickets to the movie Breakthrough, yes, that movie that people have been crying in, you know, just even watching the trailer, it's so powerful. And as you know, we've had a chance to have conversations with, you know, Devon Franklin, the producer of the movie. Also, Jason Noble, the real pastor, who was there for 18 hours a day in that room, in that ICU unit where John Smith was recovering and was clinically dead. You know, this is beyond a near-death experience, an absolute miracle. The medical professionals cannot explain it, as Devon Franklin explained. When you see the movie, he says everything is true. There was no liberty that was taken. Exactly what happened in that situation, that story, they held true to the story. So, you know, you may ask yourself that question, is going, wait a minute, you know, even when you you see Chrissy Metz, who plays the mother, you know, praying and just, you know, the heartfelt prayer that she cries out to God, you know, Holy Spirit, come and save my son. I mean, boy, I'll tell you, what mother, what parent cannot relate to that? But it's a special movie, and I'm glad that I'm hearing a lot of people going out to see it. But if you would like a free pair of tickets and the book, by the way, on Breakthrough, which was written by Jason Noble, the pastor, it is our gift to you because we're givers. And all you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be put in the hopper because that's the only fair way we know how to do it. Because, you know, with us being nationally syndicated and airing at different times across the country, some cases we are live, other cases it's a delayed broadcast. And we're so grateful for our affiliate partners. And we want to get everybody involved and give everybody a chance to participate. So drop me an email. Tell me you want to be put in the hopper. That's how it works for those of you who are new to the show. We put your name in the HOPA. We pull out your name. Make sure you include your address so we know where to send the book to. The tickets themselves will be sent to you electronically via your email, so it's very cool. You'll get them right away. And so make sure you get your your entry in with the email, because that will count. And we'll put it in the hopper. We pull your name out, and we got to announce these winners. And like I say, we're grateful to all the good folks, Devon Franklin et al., involved with the movie Breakthrough, that were kind enough to give us these packs that we're happy to give away to you. So we'll pass them on to you, because that's the way we roll. So Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Get me an email right away, and we'll put your name in the hopper. And, hey, you can enjoy the movie compliments of our radio show, okay? Just like that. Well, we were expecting a guest here, and that's why you're hearing me stall, because you're wondering, you're going, okay, what is going on? Why is Bill going through all this? Well, you know, this happens. You know, we do a lot. This is the thing about this radio show, is we are guest-centric, I guess you could say. We bring on the experts who are... 30, 40-year veterans in their respective fields. You know, like John Guandola here, former FBI agent, founder of Understanding the Threat, very knowledgeable experientially as well as studiously. He's done all the hard work, so he brings a lot to bear on the information in that we're, you know, discussing, whether it is understanding the threat of what's going on with, radical Islam, what has happened within the FBI and what will occur in the follow-up of the Mueller report. You know, there is a mad scramble going on. I mean, after all, as you can imagine, the light has been turned on. Like him or not, and I say this to people about Donald Trump, like him or not, he has been a rather exposing agent. Maybe not the way you may want it to happen. Maybe you might be a little bit more genteel. But, sometimes you have to meet force with force. It's that old axiom, the things that we learn in the sandbox of life. You know, when the first time you go to school and you're in the sandbox and you get, confronted by a bully, you learn real quick, what are you going to do? If you're going to stand down from the bully, well, then you know what the rest of your, scholastic career is going to be all about. You're going to be bullied for the rest of your life. If you have the tenacity and the courage to stand up against it, you realize it goes better. And because bullies don't like confrontation. They like to just confront only. And basically, this is what's happened in our government. We've had the elites just bully their ways around. And you've heard terms like Marxism and sedition and democratic socialist and all these words that are quite threatening. And they are. They are threatening to the very institutions that we think are in play, and for some reason we think it's going to be forever. Just because it was doesn't mean that it will always be. Our freedoms are under threat, whether it has to do with our faith freedoms, other issues that we have taken for granted over the years. Maybe we grew up in a certain way. We say, okay, well, that's the way it always is. Well, no. I mean, you can see the encroachment of the philosophies that have come into our country. I mean, to the point that we have kids graduating from school and you think, wow, they this is awesome. You got all this young energy and this brilliance coming out into the culture. And what kind of great advances are we going to have? And all of a sudden they come out with this idea, oh, no, we want to be socialists. Okay, what happened here? What got lost in translation? What kind of indoctrination have you gone through after your family has spent upwards of $250,000 for your education? Or should I say indoctrination? That you would come back and your answer after all these great years that you've invested in education is you want to be a socialist. Was there like no history classes that you took and to understand even what socialism brings? And of course, socialism is one big fable after another. And you may find this out the hard way. Sometimes what has to happen, and you've heard me say, some of you have heard me say this before, is sometimes we have to fall off the roof to find out that gravity still exists. And maybe for our young kids, coming out of school that have been so greatly indoctrinated, sadly, you may point to other countries like Venezuela, obviously, which has crashed and burned under the oppression of socialism. What answer do they give you? Well, critical thinking and critical questions have been missing, from the marketplace. As we were talking with Joe Knopp from Unplanned, you know, there are those forces that want to shut the mouths of contrarian viewpoints. We need contrarian viewpoints. We're not saying that, look, it should all be about conservatism and liberals shouldn't have a place. No, we all need to have a place, because that's what has really made this country great, is that, you know, we the people, the entire spectrum of we the people participate in the governance and the ideas that advance the cause. This truly is what makes America great. I'm Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Thank you for joining in. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world, he has risen. Alleluia, he's risen. Alleluia, he's risen.
BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Most of you already know, today is the day that Breakthrough is released in theaters all around the country. Now, listen, I'm competitive for the kingdom. Hollywood is projecting that this horror film called The Curse of Leona is going to be number one at the box office. This movie is about a ghost named Yelena, and they use mysticism to defeat the ghost. Is this Holy Week or Horror Week? Breakthrough is a movie about a mother who prays her son back to life by using the power of the Holy Spirit, and it's a true story. Would you do me a favor? Let's send Hollywood another message that we can no longer underestimate the power of these true films that put God on display. I need you to let everybody know. I need you to take your church, your family. Let's Breakthrough at the box office, and the Breakthrough starts today. There's also an article in Hollywood Reporter that says that the Disney-Fox merger, which was a $71 billion merger, starts with Breakthrough. Let's send a message to Mickey about what we can do with films like this.
That's our good friend Devon Franklin with his announcement. He tweeted that out to us yesterday, and I wanted to share that with you. Devon, the award-winning film and TV producer, New York Times best-selling author, international speaker, spiritual success coach, and a producer of the movie Breakthrough that you will love right out of your mind. Every year during the Easter season, and this being Holy Week, I love sharing with you a conversation that I had years ago. In fact, it was early on when Bill Martinez Live came about. I was basically in retirement, been away from the microphone some 30 years, and went back on a Christian station in Los Angeles. A dear friend of mine was dealing with inoperable pancreatic cancer. He asked that I if I could cover him while he was in recovery. And I did a show, and so here we are, 11 years later, nationally syndicated in over 300 markets across this country. It's been such a blessing. But early on, one of the conversations that I was able to enjoy was, from one of my faith heroes, Dr. Tony Campolo, and his story about It's Friday and Sunday's Coming is so powerful, and one that we like to revisit every Holy Week and every year. In remembrance of this, because we look back in our rearview mirror in so many ways, not only for Bill Martinez Live, but certainly for the incredible gospel message and what Holy Week culminates in, and that is an empty grave. And whatever you may be facing today that you think that it's Friday and all hope is lost, I want you to be encouraged that not only was it Friday for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Sunday came. Because that's the way God planned it. And for your life, you may be dealing with an impossible Friday yourself at this very moment. But I want you to be encouraged that Sunday is coming. And just like in the movie Breakthrough, it may not be the Sunday that you're thinking about. This is where we have to turn it over to God and understand that it's His will to be done, not ours. Here's Dr. Tony Campolo right now.
I belong to an African-American church because living in West Philadelphia, as I have over the years, my church lost all of its members as the community changed racially. Black people moved in and the white people moved out. And when the church was about to close, my father said, well, we've got to find another church. And the nearest Baptist church, because we're Baptists, was African-American. So we went there, Mount Carmel Baptist Church. And old Dr. Huggard would have us do this preach-off once a year. And white people don't even know what they are. You get about six, seven preachers, and you preach back-to-back. It goes on and on and on for hours. And you know how you're doing in my church. One time I was preaching in my church, and nothing much was happening. I knew I was dying on my feet, and some lady on the last row yelled, "Help him, Jesus! Help him, Jesus!" And I knew my sermon wasn't going over well. Likewise in my church, when you're really pumping on all cylinders, the deacons sit right up front, right underneath the pulpit. And every time you say something good, the deacons yell, "Preach, brother! Preach, preach!" You know, I would do great if I just could take my deacons with me anywhere, because they encourage you beyond words when you're preaching. And the women in my church, they put one hand in the air and they go, "Well, That's all they do. Well, you get 67 women going, well, every time you say something good, yeah. Your hormones bubble.
Well, that can move something.
That's right. And the men in my church, when you're really delivering the word, or as they say, have gotten down, mm-hmm. They'll stand up and yell, keep going. Keep going, baby. Keep going. Keep going. They'll stand up and point at you and yell at the... I don't get that from white people.
Yeah.
White people look at their watches and say, stop, stop. But in my church, it goes the other way. Well, we were having our preach-off. There were seven of us preaching back-to-back, and it was my turn. And I don't want to brag, but I was good. And the people were yelling, well, and preach, and keep going, and I feed on that. Mm-hmm. The more they did it, the better I got. The better I got, the more they did it. I want to tell you, I got so good, I wanted to take notes on me. When I finished, that place exploded. There was cheering and clapping. I sat down. My pastor hit my knee. He said, you did all right. You did all right. I said, Pastor Eggert, you're next. Are you going to be able to top that?
How do you follow that up?
Yeah, he said, son, sit back, because the old man is going to do you in. I didn't think anybody could do it that day.
Yeah.
That sucker got up, and he did me in with one line over and over again. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Doesn't sound like much, but you weren't there. He started off nice. So it was Friday, and the Satan seemed to be in control. Jesus was dead on the cross, but that's because it was Friday. Sunday's coming. Friday, people are saying, as things have been, so they shall be. You can't change things in this world, but they don't know. It's only Friday, he yelled. Sunday's coming, and people are going, preach, keep going. And Friday, they're saying darkness is everywhere, and hopelessness and despair is ruling the world. But I'm here to give you the good news. It's only Friday. Sunday's coming, and people are cheering like mad by this time. He went on and on. Friday, Sunday's coming. He got to the end of that sermon, and he just yelled at the top of his lungs, Friday! Without hesitation, that whole congregation yelled back, Sunday's coming! And that's the good news. As much as there is despair in the air, as much as it seems as though we're losing ground to the forces of darkness, I've got good news. And it's the good news of my pastor. It may look like everything's lost, but it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. We've got a God who can turn things around.
Whether we're talking about the cathedral at Notre Dame, the attacks on our Christian beliefs and Christianity, the rewrite of history, what some would want to believe that there are more secularists than people of faith. They talk about the nuns, not nuns like Catholic nuns, but the non-believers of religion. And, again, I remind you that Jesus himself was non-religious. That's what he attacked. He came after those people that put religion as an organization above honoring God. And we're grateful every year for Tony Campolo and the reminder that whatever Friday that you may be facing, tomorrow again, as tomorrow is Good Friday and a holy day that culminates with the resurrection and the reality that the tomb was empty then, it remains empty, and that we serve a God of second chances, a God of rebirth, a God to celebrate. And I wish you a very happy, in all that that means, a happy Easter season. Also, I do want to let you in on an early gift, because you know that we're givers, right? Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. That's the email you need to know. If you would like a pair of tickets to Breakthrough, Devon Franklin has given us a bunch of tickets to give away. And also a copy of the book by Jason Noble that he's written that inspired the movie Breakthrough. It's going to be a package, so you get a pair of tickets and the book. Send me an email. We're going to put you in the hopper, and you know how that works. We pull out your name. Your name comes out, and hey, you get to enjoy the movie and a book free of charge.
This report is brought to you by Salix Pharmaceuticals, one of the largest specialty pharmaceutical companies committed to the prevention and treatment of gastrointestinal diseases.
Hi, I am Dr. Howard Franklin. April is IBS Awareness Month, and we want to shed light on a common disorder that is believed to affect more than 16 million Americans, irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea, or IBSD. Symptoms of IBS-D often include abdominal pain and diarrhea. Living with IBS-D can impact daily life, including forcing people to stay home from work or avoid situations where they would be too far from a bathroom. There are different types of prescription treatment options for IBS-D. Studies have shown that between 50 to 70% of patients fail to respond to either fiber or antispasmodic treatments. Don't give up hope. Ask your doctor about treatment options that might be right for you.
For more information, including different causes and resources, visit www.ibsdupclose.com. That's ibsdupclose.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the holiest periods for both Christians and Jews is underway, as today is Good Friday for Christians, and at dusk begins Passover for Jews. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says people too often see just evil and hate in the world. He explains how Holy Week applies to people.
He died on the cross. Jesus Christ, true man, died. Jesus Christ, true God, rose, okay? And he's wanting us to be part of that divine plan.
The 8 days of Passover commemorate enslaved Jews' exodus out of Egypt. Democrats in the House and Senate slamming Attorney General Bill Barr, saying he deliberately distorted significant portions of the Robert Mueller report on the Russia investigation. And they say they want Barr to stop misleading the public on the contents of that report. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Listening to Bill Martinez.
Live. If you want to know how far the love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my hand, look at my side. You can count the times and say you are forgiven. It's more than the drops in the ocean.
Your program, your calls. Bill Martinez live.
If you want.
Hey, just the way you like it. It's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. And aren't you excited about what's going on in entrepreneurship and small business activity? Gosh, I'll tell you, across the country, I speak with bankers, and it is so robust and exciting. And I what I celebrate is, it's a manifestation of the human potential. You know, the dreams, the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, the waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and saying, gosh, I could be doing this. I could be bringing this to the marketplace. And it's so exciting. And we've got Elizabeth Romero joining us. She's with the Bank of America small business executive. And B of A recently surveyed more than 300 Hispanic entrepreneurs across the country to better understand their aspirations, concerns, and perspectives. The results released are the third annual Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight found that the majority of Hispanic entrepreneurs are planning for increased revenue, growth, hiring, and expansion in the year ahead. I got to tell you, this is really exciting. And this eclipses their non-Hispanic counterparts by double digits on all indicators. The survey also found that as business owners compete amid a tight labor market, it's created an especially difficult environment for Hispanic entrepreneurs to attract and retain talent. As I mentioned, Elizabeth Romero with B of A joins us right now. Elizabeth, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Well, great to have you here to talk about the exciting results of this survey. Break it down. Tell us about Hispanic business owners' expectations for the coming year.
Well, you said it very well. You know, Bank of America has done this every single year, and this is the third annual that we've done it, and it's important for us, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll share with you exactly and give you the breakdown, but some of the stats I would like to provide everybody is that there is roughly about 5 million Latino-owned business in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
There are not only is there 5 million Latino in the U.S., but they're the fastest-growing segment within the small business sector, which means we've seen an increase of Latina-owned business of 46%. So when you think about, you know, the year-over-year and what we're seeing, you know, it even gives me and should give everybody great confidence level and great optimism of, you know, what's happening. But when we actually break it down a little bit more, what they're telling us is 74% of 74% of Hispanic small business owners are going to see an increase on their overall revenue. 87% are saying that they're going to expand in the year ahead. And 79% are saying that they're going to grow their overall business in the next 5 years, which it all equates to 50% higher than their non-Hispanic counterparts.
Don't you love that kind of positive thinking? I mean, in light of the environment that we deal with today in the culture, and I'm glad that these – see, this is what we love about business people. And people that are so focused on the job at hand is they don't get caught up in all this, you know, what Zig Ziglar would have called stinking thinking, you know, that's out there that holds you down. They're looking at the possibilities and the opportunities, and it would appear that Hispanic business owners are doing everything they can to maximize this opportunity.
Absolutely. And, you know, and there's challenges and obstacles that they actually face, right? But regardless mm-hmm. of the challenges and obstacles, they look at things as far as, you know, their overall growth, their revenue, their expansion. And one of the things that we also learn is that they're going to be growing this year more than what they actually expected.
Wow.
So that is very exciting to hear as well, too.
Well, and this makes for a competitive job market, does it not?
It does. So, you know, we talked about the great things and, you know, some of the key challenges that they're actually facing compared to their, non-Hispanic small business owners is they're experiencing very heavy turnover. This is our non-Hispanic small business owners, which has resulted on them, one, being aware, but two, having to change some of their strategies to be able to increase the hiring and retaining their associates.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're also finding out that they've got to be attractive to the labor force, right? And so, you know, they're doing the hard work, the planning, making sure the foundation is solid so that they can invite, a higher level of talent into their organizations.
Absolutely. So let me just share with you some of the key strategies that they share with us that they're doing to be able to support this. One being flexible with the hours, two, looking at the locations where they're being based at and see what they're able to support them. Three is training to ensure that they feel there's a career progression for their associates. And the last, which I know we'll all love, is, you know, possibly throwing in a bonus in there at the end of the year.
Oh, we love bonuses. I go around all the time. I always tell people, I go, hey, you're up for a Christmas bonus this year. And they just smile, you know, because people love that. You know, according to B of A's report, 34% report their businesses has grown beyond what they originally envisioned versus 25% of non-Hispanic SBOs, small business owners. I mean, that's a dramatic number that, you know, because as you know, Elizabeth, in business and small business people are the foundation. This is where it all begins, is that you want to, you know, pray and hope and plan that what you're projecting you're hitting the number, but when you can do better than the number, boy, that's very positive, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, they actually share with us that they identified their overall success of their business is being based on all the support that they get from their family, from the community, and also from their employees. So when you think of what's attributing all the success, it's based on the three key factors, family, community, and employees.
Well, you know, and the thing, this is what I try to explain to people all the time, as you know, being Hispanic, some of the things that they don't understand is the whole familia culture and how that translates in business is that the employees become, in essence, an extension of the family. And this is why 91%, according to this report, of Hispanic small business owners are confident they can achieve business goals because of the confidence they have in the very employees, the family that they've surrounded themselves with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing I would also share with you is having a good support system. So, you know, it goes back on family being very important, but at the same, being able to have somebody there to advise you and guide you. Bank of America has specialists. Mm-hmm. And I would invite everybody that's looking to expand their business or open their small business to visit a Bank of America financial center and speak to a specialist. They speak the language that the client prefers. Or visit our website. It's bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness. Make an appointment for convenience. Be able to learn about programs and products that we have to serve our clients. Also leverage the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the community. There's tons of resources they could actually reach out to.
That's awesome. Elizabeth Romero is our guest. She is the Small Business Central Division Executive for Bank of America. The Central Division is responsible for delivering small business solutions to clients across 15 states. Also noted in the survey is that 86% are confident they can achieve their business goals because, as we mentioned, because of their community as well. So, you know, this is this has such cultural, positive cultural impact, because when you look at these communities that are vital and robust, boy, I'll tell you, at the very heart of it is the small business activity, is it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of fear when they're going to expand their business or grow their business or just be the, you know, start a business. But leverage the resources that are out there. It is okay to have that fear, but surround yourself with individuals that have been there, network to get advice.
Exactly. And good news for the kids, 38% hope to pass their business on to their children too, right?
Absolutely.
I love that. Again, Elizabeth, as we wrap things up, we cannot thank you enough for your time and this information and all the great work that B of A is doing on behalf of small businesses and the Hispanic communities, especially. Where can they go for more information?
Please visit our Bank of America website, which is bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
Elizabeth Romero on Bill Martinez Live. Elizabeth, thank you so much. Have a great day.
My pleasure.
Stay right where you are, America. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We've got more coming up.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Now playing Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
You've been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her the spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
Swim that ball!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to BreakthroughMovie.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The new Bank of America Business Advantage Cash Rewards credit card makes maximizing rewards easy for entrepreneurs. Cardholders can decide how they earn 3% cash back each month, choosing from six popular spending categories, from gas stations to office supply stores and consulting services. Kevin Condon, Bank of America.
Running a small business often means doing many jobs in one. Flexibility is key, so we're excited to put our small business cardholders in charge of how they can earn cash back each month. They now have the power to maximize their rewards to match their changing business priorities. And our Business Advantage Relationship Rewards members earn even more. They get a credit card rewards bonus that can boost the earnings in their choice category to up to 5.25%.
Cardholders can change their cashback choice category once every month in their mobile banking app or through online banking. For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
Thank you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. You your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour on this Good Friday and Passover Day. Danny Huerta joins us. He is with Focus in the Family, as you probably know. He's the parenting expert, counselor, father of two. They're just having as much fun as God will allow them. Right, Danny?
That's right, Bill.
Hey, why not? Hey, happy Easter, Good Friday to you. And, you know, I always think it's something special whenever you get those days when Passover and Easter come together. You know, the holy weeks of the two faiths, of the Christian faith and the Jewish faith. They're just, you know, I don't know, there's something spiritually powerful when you have the convergence on the calendar of these two dates. Do you feel the same way, or is it just me?
No, Bill, yes, I do feel the same way. I say that there's, it's just the unity piece, I think, is what we long for. And that's, God's heart. And to see two faith traditions coming together, to see the reverence and holiness of this time, that this is a special love story that we need to pay attention to, and disciples were willing to die for. Must be a pretty powerful story.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, and this is at a time when, you know, our faith is under attack. And I say this is a good thing that it is, because I believe that people of faith have kind of taken, you know, our religious freedoms for granted. I mean, we've got bakers that can't bake cakes anymore. I mean, sadly, I mean, there's a couple up in, I believe, Portland. You know, that the last time I spoke with Melissa, your heart broke for her. I mean, here's a woman who just wants to express her God-given talent in, you know, baked goods, and they've been run out of business because of their faith. I mean, you know, this isn't happening in a third world country. I mean, this is happening in the United States, the land of the free, home of the brave. I mean, this is quite shocking. And then, you know, in fact, I was talking with Adam Holtz, who's associated with Focus and Plugged In, and I kind of, you know, gave him some incorrect information. I've got to correct this next Monday when we talk. But there was a survey that was noted by CNN, and I should have been on guard when I realized that that was the source. And what they did, well, they kind of presented that there was such an increase in non-religious people and in self-identified atheists. You know, the number was quite shocking, almost to say that as many Americans who claim no religion as there are evangelicals and Catholics, according to the survey. Now, you read the headline, you think, whoa, okay, is that an even split? But then when you find out what they did in order to come up with that number, is they bifurcated Catholics and evangelicals. So they put them as separate subgroups in order to make the non-religious entity, you know, significant. You know, a third, a third, a third. And they didn't even count Jews in this survey. So, you know, it, you see, these are things that kind of begin to give you the impression, especially people who are thinking, well, you know, this is Holy Week, and, you know, I feel like my spirit is calling out to God again, and then they're impacted with a headline like this, and they go, oh, why should I bother? I mean, most people are non-religious, but, you know, let's remind everybody, Danny, and I've been telling him, I go, you know, Jesus was non-religious.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, he was upset with the religious order of the day, and this is what got him in trouble. And, people need to understand, you know, what this is all about is that it's not about religion, we've always said. It's about relationship with Almighty God.
Yeah, it's the most celebrated worldwide holiday in the country, and it does have a lot of meaning besides the most chocolated holiday.
Yes.
It does have a lot of meaning with it in from different perspectives. And I think the key here, from my perspective, we're going to be talking about this in our household with my teenagers, is sin turned us into consumers in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And we continue to pursue consumerism and just consuming people, consuming relationships. It begins to turn the story towards me.
Right.
Rather than me being a contributor. And God, when he died on the cross, when he sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins, he said, I want you to be a contributor to the story. Be co-creator with me, because that's originally what I wanted in the garden. And you become blind to what I want in our relationship together and the richness of that. And it's out of love of something we're missing out on because we've turned our eye towards ourselves and consuming has no end and no satisfaction, whereas contribution and connectedness and creation does have a sense of satisfaction. He wants the very, very best for his children, and so he was willing to pay the deepest price of love, and that's sacrificing and serving and loving. And this is a time to reflect on that. And how am I a consumer day-to-day, even in my relationship with my
exactly.
wife?
Exactly.
You know, how can I turn it to contributing to a rich relationship that God wants from me?
And that's so powerful, Danny, the way you expressed it. It is, and I'm praying that our listeners grab a hold of that, because that is so liberating when you get yourself out of the realm of consuming. Because if you're consuming, it's all about me. It's me and mine,
mm-hmm.
you know. And what did Jesus come? He didn't come for, you know, for his. He came for us. I mean, the ultimate sacrifice. I mean, and for those of us who are parents, I mean, still this day, when you ponder for just a moment of sacrificing your own son, would you be willing to do that? I mean, we go back and even in the Old Testament and read the story of Abraham sacrificing a son that he waited for his entire life, that he thought he was never going to get, but God gave him a promise and gave him a son. And then God says, okay, time to sacrifice your son. And, you know, that story is so heart-wrenching, you know, to think of it. But then we appreciate what God is teaching us in that moment, and even what he continues to teach us on Good Friday that, you know, extends onto Resurrection Sunday, that God is a redeeming God, and that it's not over as far as God is concerned.
And that's right on, Bill. And if we change to contributing type of perspective and move away from being a consumer, you see the mission of reconciliation that God began, that ministry of reconciliation. As a consumer, you just look at your rights. As a contributor, you look at the connectedness that's important.
Right.
And this is a time where, as Christians, we can look at, where do I need to reconcile my relationships with people that are close to me? Because that's the ministry God began at the cross. And how do I begin to gain an identity as his child? And rather than working so hard at building some type of image and love from other people, how about really contributing to that story, that larger story, as a child of God, that I don't need love. I have free refills as a child of God. Now I get to give it away.
Right.
And give it wholeheartedly to those around me, including those who don't love me back.
I like that, free refills. That is so cool. Because, you know, the thing is that, you know, part of Easter in our America today comes, as you mentioned, referred to earlier, you know, chocolate, the Easter candies, the traditional Easter baskets and that. But there is so much more beyond that.
And, you know, and you bring it into proper perspective in talking about our consumerism versus our spirituality and what God offers us. I mean, you know, the servant Jesus came to serve us and to deliver us, you know, from the fall of the garden, that, you know, you go back from that fateful day and that moment, that one unholy moment when our original parents decided to disobey God. And here we are in the 21st century, Danny. We've missed it, but God still is cheering us on. You know, the Bible says that, you know, he hovers over us and he's dancing. I mean, he's singing songs over us, even in the midst of our knuckleheadedness and our, you know, misfocus on, you know, Easter bunnies and chocolate baskets and all that.
Yes. And he probably rejoices over the curiosity, you know, that childlike curiosity and attentiveness and pursuit of something, anticipating, finding, what am I going to find as I look for the eggs? And I think it reminds me of how we can seek Christ each day. Where can we find him each and every day this coming year, where he's right there? It's about us being present, not him. He's right there. We need to make sure that we bring that curiosity and attentiveness to the game day in, day out. And just a reminder that right now at Easter, that he said, hey, I'm right here, and I will always be here, and I'll be that steadfast, loving God. And what I'm wanting from you is your attention, your curiosity. Come, and I'll meet you there. And one of the exercises that parents could do is talk about that seeking. You know, how do we seek God? How can we find him day to day? And then take some time to be a detective of those times and write those with your young kids. And maybe with teens, hard-boil an egg, decorate the outside of that egg, look at it and go, wow, you did such a great piece of art. Let's crack it and see what's inside. And let's talk about that image that they work so hard. It's so fragile, that image, and just drop that egg and say, man, that is so fragile. That image you try to keep as a teen that makes so much sense that you do because you're wanting that love so badly. Let's look at the inside. That's much more resilient. And let's work on that inside, the substance you have. And God calling you a child of God, and what does that mean? And you can bring substance to people around you.
Well, there is a reason that Resurrection Sunday and Easter is the most powerful holiday and celebration that we can focus on. And I would say, you know, we've had 40 days of Lent leading into it, and the big celebration is Easter Sunday. Danny, I wish you all the best, you and your family, and for all people of faith, a very, very blessed and happy Easter this year.
Same to you. I'll be praying for you, Bill.
Well, thank you so much. Danny Huerta, the Vice President of Parenting at Focus on the Family. As always, Danny, all the best to you. Thank you so much for being with us. A couple minutes before the top of the hour right now. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime.